I'm Ebony K. Williams, attorney and host. Welcome to Holden Court, where we analyze the latest legal headlines that everybody's already talking about. But we dig deep into how the courts impact the culture. We break it all down, going straight from gavel to your newsfeed. And every week, we keep it 100. Right, Dustin?
That's right, E. Let's hold court.
All right, y'all. So listen, we're going to keep the vibes going this week with another best of episode. Yeah. This time we're going to dig into two more topics that y'all simply cannot get enough of. That is child support and paternity. Listen, y'all know that this season we covered the gamut of just these kinds of stories, everything from Eddie Murphy actually doing the right thing, Hove running from paternity tests. Then we've got Queen Halle Berry getting her child support payments cut in half. Yeah, I'll tell you how she did it. So listen, go ahead, take a listen to these and y'all know what to do. Get your notepads out and take some notes. Dustin, looks like a baby boy might potentially be in contempt. These are more shenanigans from Tyrese Gibson. I got to call him his whole name.
Crying ass Tyrese Gibson.
Always in the car crying.
Worrisome ass Tyrese Gibson.
Tyrese was in court for child support, back child support to be specific. This is with his current ex-wife, Samantha Lee Gibson. They have a child together, a daughter. So this gentleman was in court, and we actually could see the video of this. Or he's actually on the witness stand. He is, you know, being direct examination from his exes, his ex-wife Samantha's lawyer, and the lawyer is basically calling Tyrese out, saying he's full of shit for claiming that he's in dire straits around only making $2 million in 2018. Y'all hear for yourself.
Tender petitioners exhibit 57. You said in 2018 you were financially in, quote, shambles. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So in 2018, when you were financially in shambles, do you know how much you made that year?
I don't.
According to your tax return, you made $2.221 million. Page 32.
Sir, I'm asking you because I don't do the CFO thing. Here's a question to you, smart person.
No, hey, that's enough. You post it out. We'll take a break. Lawyer's back now. You again, I'm going to hold you to zip. You ask me for that. That's not how this works.
Okay, now when you saw this, before I say my piece, what did you think of the judge's reaction?
I would have had a reaction as well. I'll just put it to you like that. I would have had a reaction as well. And I thought it was, I thought Tyrese needed to hear that. That's what I thought, Ebony. Yeah. I think Tyrese, I hate to say it because he's a grown ass man and I don't know the answer to this question.
Is
but
he
where
a grown
are the
ass
parents?
Man?
Where are the parents?
Is he a grown ass man?
That's further to my point. It feels like we're watching somebody who needs parental advisement.
It feels like we're watching Baby Boy.
My God.
Literally.
My God.
Art imitating life. A life imitating art.
That's how I feel.
So, yeah, listen, Tyrese be doing way too much. There's no question about that. I actually, though, I'm going to say this. I thought the judge overreacted a little bit. Here's what I mean by that. Now, listen, I'm all about we call it decorum in the courtroom. And, you know, the judge is right. You don't ask the lawyer shit. Who the hell you think you are? But all of that bravado and standing up and shit.
I felt like that was a lot. But I expect that from judges.
From judges.
So maybe that's why I wasn't as put
well,
off by it.
Well, and I'm going to tell you this, quiet as tea. And this is all Judge Ito's fault.
Judge Ito.
That's the judge from the OJ case. A lot of these judges look to these celebrity cases that come through their courtroom as opportunities to become celebrities themselves.
I'm going
to
give you. Gross.
Yeah. So. And you know that's maybe that might be my bias, Dustin, because I know too much when I'll be watching this shit.
I think it's your expertise.
Maybe it's my expertise. Maybe it's my experience. That's where it landed for me.
Okay, it see that puts me, it in a different.
Yeah, it looked to me, sir, you just another random ass old ass white man judge in another random low level court in wherever the hell y'all are, Georgia probably. You looking for a moment? It gave me reality TV looking for a moment. You could have stayed seated, sir, first of all, with your fat ass. And you could have just said, Mr. Gibson, it's inappropriate for you to direct questions back to counsel. I'll be the one asking the questions. and been done with it. Mm-hmm. But all of this, and I'm going to hold you in contempt. So let's talk about what contempt is. Because I thought, again, he ain't do nothing to be held in contempt. Like, not like that. Mm-hmm. Contempt. Contempt is short for contempt of court. Mm-hmm. I know y'all be watching Law and Order and other shows, and y'all really think y'all are doing it big with that, and that's fine. Y'all think y'all ready to go to court. Y'all think y'all Jack McCoy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Contempt of court is the phrasing that will only come from a judge. Again, lawyers can't hold one another in contempt. Mm-hmm. Only a judge can hold someone in contempt of his or her courtroom. Mm-hmm. And it says that you're being disobedient to the manner in which we conduct business in this courtroom. Mm-hmm. It can be that you are not testifying. You know, I've seen somebody, you've been subpoenaed to show up to court. You show up to court. I need your testimony. Your Honor, I don't have anything to say. You can be held in contempt of court. You are not complying mm-hmm. with the demand of the court.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are tending to obstruct or interfere with the way we're trying to run business up in this courtroom. That's what contempt is. It can also be that you haven't done something the court has already asked you to do, which we're going to get to with Brother Cam Newton
yep.
a little bit later in the show. So Tyrese was threatened with, you know, you do that again, I'm going to hold you in contempt. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
it was a little bit of a show.
It was just a little performative.
Yeah.
Then I could see, and again, we only saw this limited clip because I'm not personally sitting around. I don't know about you, Dustin, but you know, we work. So I'm not sitting around watching gavel to gavel
right.
the Tyrese Gibson right. child support case. But unless he had done that several times, contempt was a little much.
It was a little bit much. I feel what you're saying. I guess I've just been seeing Tyrese.
No, Tyrese do the most.
Beating us over the head with yeah. all these bleeding heart sentiments and all this right. open mouth crying and shit. And I was glad somebody told him, hey, yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
You know, I was happy about that.
Yeah, yeah. You liked the message.
Like, finally.
Finally. Yeah, and also, let's talk about the money. Oh, that was another thing. While Tyrese had no damn business asking that lawyer shit, because that is out of order in the court of law, I knew where he was going with it. But what he needed to do is let his lawyer do that job.
Hello.
Because like, if I was representing Mr. Gibson, making $2 million don't mean shit if you spent $4
Mm-hmm.
Making $2 million don't mean shit if you spent $2.1
Mm-hmm.
So to present an argument that just because someone brought in $2 million protects them from financial straits or ruin is factually inaccurate.
It's literally stupid. And anybody yeah. that understands how money works.
Right. Like, so what? You know? So he wasn't wrong. Tyrese mm-hmm. wasn't really wrong.
It was the delivery.
It's always the delivery with Tyrese.
Except
you know?
When he sings. He's got such a beautiful voice.
He should do that more often.
Just do that.
Yeah, do that more often. Was he in that group?
TGT. Tank, Genuine, and Tyrese, yeah. And I think that Tank and Genuine are still in I think Tyrese is a person who is not in communication with them.
Imagine that.
I think he was the problem. Okay?
Shocking.
Like that, yeah.
And that's saying a lot.
So.
Okay, so what has he got to pay, Dustin? He's got to pay $10,000 a month child support to his ex-wife for his daughter. And he's got to do that retroactively. So a lot of people think like, I don't know, people really think you out here can evade. I think the memo should be out. You cannot evade child support. So even if you were broke then, they're going to put your ass on a payment plan, Tyrese. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guarantee this is happening in courtrooms all across America. So all that time where you were evading or not paying, the court has now said the gig is up. You owe $209,000 back and you owe $10,000 a month going forward. So now you got to figure that out. And if you don't, now then you will be held in contempt. We'll see in Cam's case coming up in a second. And that would, to me, be an accurate use of him being in contempt of court. When the court say you got to pay, you got to pay. And if you don't pay, you will be in contempt. And I have to tell y'all, y'all know what it is. If you don't pay your child support, that's one of the most egregious ways you can be in contempt. They will take your driver's license. They will garnish your wages.
Throw you in jail.
Literally.
So it just makes more sense to me to have that shit worked out. Like, you know my perspective on this whole co-parenting is shit. Like, just take care of it.
Just do it. Just make it
do
happen.
Do it.
Nobody wants to hear this sob story, Tyrese.
Do it before it gets to this. Nobody's
because now you got to pay a lawyer.
Yeah.
So now it's gotten more expensive.
Does he think public opinion is going to be, you are a famous entertainer to most people who lives a life that people will never experience.
If you've mismanaged $2 million, very few people have sympathy for
that. No one's going to have sympathy
That's what it comes down to. Like, so yeah, your argument might factually be correct, but to your point, for it to play out publicly, there is no empathy for that.
That's not going
to
help you.
Because we all saw Fast and Furious.
Yes.
You know, so.
Come on,
where the money at, Tyree? And that's what his ex-wife is saying. Where the money at? All right. So let's get to Cam. Again, let me tell y'all the story. So I am y'all know I'm a big sports fan. I'm a huge football fan. I'm a huge basketball fan.
Yes,
so Cam, and I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. I was raised in Charlotte, North Carolina. I can't even shout him out.
Yeah.
You don't even feel right. It was shout out to the Panthers.
Yeah.
That one year that when they went 15-1.
Yes, they did. But now.
And then they went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cam got exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
All the time.
All right. So fast forward, now Cam is Cam's in court. Let's go to that. Cam's in court for accusing, his ex-girlfriend. That's a whole nother.
Is it Uchiwali or is it One Mike? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah, the culture's had a field day with this one. I'm not even going to sit up here and be a judge and jury around the...
We're talking having about the legality
having four children with one woman, having a side baby on her allegedly, but y'all were never married. So there's that. That aside for a second. I think it's Kia Proctor is the mother of four of Cam's children.
Mm-hmm.
And she's accusing him. He's on a child support order, which Kia is. He should be. And he is supposed to be paying $20,000 for a utility bill where Kia raises their four children. Now, in the order, Cam has to pay utilities, which include, of course, the power, water, and cable.
Mm-hmm.
Kia had to submit a report. She says that he did not pay over $20,000. And she done listed the shit out, child. $5,500 in cable. $6,600 in internet. Y'all need a better package, but that's okay. $4,725 in power charges and another $4,532 in gas, all coming out to a little over $21,000. She also wants him to pay her $2,000 legal bills. That's a very cheap legal bill. Kia, you might want to reconsider counsel. Anyway, Proctor has asked the judge to find Newton in contempt of court, according to court documents, based off his... I don't want to say inability, but
unwillingness,
non-compliance
to
the existing child support order. Because right now he has a current child support order, Dustin, of $14,268 a month. And that's supposed to cover all the bills. Now, this is where it gets dicey. OK, so she's saying in addition to the four, because she's not saying that he didn't pay the $14,268 a month. She's not saying that. What she's saying is that there is an additional that he's supposed to pay the bills and that she's sitting on a $21,000 bill that he needs to pay. Do you remember a messy ass social viral clip that went out a couple weeks ago where it was a man and a woman and he was like, my baby mama say my baby needs shoes. And then the girlfriend was like, tell her to take it out of the child support.
Yes, yes, yes. I saw that conversation.
Hotly contested.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And people were actually sending it to me wishing holding court was on.
Yeah.
And so here we go. So now we get to address it.
Absolutely.
What happens when all of the child's expenses don't fall within the scope of the ordered child support payment? Do you have to pay those additional expenses? The legal answer is no.
Mm.
I know folks gonna be mad. Now, listen, like you say, there's the law and then there's like code.
Right.
Code says your baby needs shoes, buy the baby some shoes. You know, the code says the electric bill is $21,000. Cam, get your ass up off these fucking TikToks and pay the bill.
My God. But is he legally
bound? Mm. So what he and his legal team are likely arguing is take it out of the child support. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. And they're not legally wrong.
Because otherwise, what's the money for?
Right. And make it enough.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
That's you know, like that's my favorite line. Cam is saying to Kia, make it enough. Because I give you 14, not I give you, I pay as I should, 14 something thousand a month, make it enough.
But when I think about it, though, that's not $14,000 a month for one child.
No, that's for four kids. I'm not. By the way, I'm shocked his order is only $14,000.
Like, what?
I think that's shocking. I know people that whose names y'all don't even know that pay $30,000 a month.
Yeah.
And I know you do, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I just don't get this.
Matter of fact, if I can't get a good 30 licks a month off you, I don't even
want
to know you.
I don't want you licking me. Now, here's my thing. So, I don't, if I can't get 30 licks, you
listen,
can't get them
it
either.
Ain't,
okay?
It ain't the math ain't mathing, Dustin.
And it's got to add up. Now, I just don't understand why this is just small potatoes to me.
This is
a $21,000 bill, a $2,000 legal bill.
Yeah.
If you're paying $15,000 essentially, you know, every month in child support, toss. Pay this
that's
shit.
Not even $5,000 a kid.
Why don't you like?
That's literally not even $5,000 a kid per. So yeah, I think this is bullshit.
Seems petty and personal.
I think it is petty and personal. But if I'm Cam's lawyer, you know Cam ain't had a full time football contract in about 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think last time he had that, he was suiting up for the Patriots. The evil empire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know he needed a job.
Yeah.
Took your ass up to New England playing for Belichick. Shit, times was hard.
Times was hard. He had to throw that ball.
But he did.
Okay.
And then they cut his ass. Then he got a little reprieve.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina needed a backup. So, you know, he had a little homecoming, which was cute. And, okay, I'm going to take my little baba head, my Cam baba mm-hmm. head. I tried to find it, but it's in storage. So for Kia's sake and the kids' sake, really, I hope that the call happens, and I hope that Cam can settle up, and I hope he can continue to make these payments on time, because it sounds like chump change. It may be chump change, but when I started doing the mathing,
it might not be.
Yeah, because people be spending. The problem is, and then we're going to be done with it. This goes for Tyrese. This goes for Cam. This goes for a lot of people that make those big checks. The money don't always last, and we know this. NFL, not for long.
Yeah.
Even when you have a $100 million contract, if you're spending lavishly, it goes quick.
Yep.
So is there a scenario, Dustin, where Cam is looking at an extra $21,000 bill and like,
maybe.
That don't mean he shouldn't have to pay it, but that may be the case. He might be at a make it enough phase in life.
Well, hopefully. If he does get a third call from the Carolina Panthers, he has, you know, the proper resources at his disposal to
mm-hmm.
manage his money better this time around.
I hope so.
You know
so.
What I mean?
I hope so. Well,
I
right
know
now,
Kia hopes Kia, so too.
Robert's like, Kia don't want to hear that shit.
Right.
Kia's like, pay me. Where is my money? And judge, if he don't pay, I want you to hold his ass in contempt for failure to comply with your order.
Hell yeah. Them kids didn't order $5,000 worth of Roblox and,
right.
and all that shit off of the app store and everything else. They done ran that bill up.
Ran that bill up.
Okay.
He like,
I ain't buying another damn in-app purchase.
At all.
Till you cut the check, Cam.
Cut it, Cam.
Okay.
You got to cut it.
Okay.
There's something wrong with me. So, Mr. Fuck You Man, Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
He's agreed. Half, Eddie, half.
Okay.
He has agreed to pay Mel B $10,000 more in his monthly child support payments for their daughter, Angel. Making the grand total now $35,000 a month.
Yes.
So, right. So he was paying $25,000. Now he's paying $35,000. Why? Why is this? That's a lot. And some people are also wondering, Dustin, that's a lot of money for a 15-year-old.
Mm.
Right? Because at 15, you're not paying for, like, diapers and formula and child care. But we digress. So the former Spice Girl filed legal paperwork saying that she needed $10,000 more. And she filed this, by the way, 2 years ago. And so we'll see when the agreement, and it is an agreement. A judge didn't have anything to really do with this. This is Eddie just saying, what you want? Okay, fine.
I'll do it. Yeah.
I'll do it. And there's an incentive for why he would do that, right? He probably is saving money just agreeing to it.
Without having to pay for lawyers
that part,
and all that. Yeah.
That's it exactly right. And his time, quite frankly.
Yeah.
You know, when you Eddie Murphy,
see,
a minute is
about.
Worth millions.
This is my kind of business right here.
Yep.
Fine. You know what I'm saying? We don't even have to go through all of that shit.
Yep.
Let me just take care of my kid and we'll figure it out.
And we'll figure it out. And so the reason that Mel B is citing for the need for the $10,000 more is, and I think she's actually legitimate in this. She's saying that her income has been dramatically reduced in the past 2 years. And I don't follow Mel B's career that closely, but I do believe she's no longer a judge on America's Got Talent.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's what she's citing as the reduction. And if that's the case, then that was a major check. So I could see where that would be the case. And I think she says in the agreement, you know, that prior to 2 years ago, she was in pretty good position. But which is funny because she's like, oh, I was in a great position to support, you know, my child, you know, more or less by myself. Well, you still was getting 25K a month. Whatever, Mel. Like, okay. All right. all right. But now she needs the extra 10. And Eddie says, fine. Great. He identifies himself as the extraordinarily high earner, and we appreciate that, yeah. Eddie, because that's exactly what you are.
Filthy rich.
Filthy rich, and you got it, and you're paying for it. And it's good. Now, going back to, remember we talked about Cam Newton,
yeah.
And da-da-da-da, mm-hmm. And his baby's mom, she was saying that she, in addition to the child support, needed him to also pay the electric bill or some other utility bills, and... You know, I think I ended up titling that episode Make It Enough,
yes.
Because that's the judge's position.
Make It Enough.
Okay. That's what it actually, Eddie was smart enough to get that language included in the agreement.
Really?
It says this exactly, that Mel B, Mel Brown, she will be responsible for any what we call add-on costs.
Mm-hmm.
That's health care, education, health insurance, and any extracurriculars, bitch. Make it an every. So you want 35K a month?
You'll get it, but that's all you get.
That's all you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make that work for all outside expenditures, including the light bill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's smart. You know, to me, you know, from a legal standpoint, make it enough.
Make it enough. I like this, though. I like the way Eddie handled this.
Yep.
Let's not even make it messy. Like, just mm-hmm. fine. Just mm-hmm. pay for it and just take care of your kid.
Now, jurors are saying on the gram, Dustin, well, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes, you know, the nice, clean way of that he's handled it. They agree with you on that. But what does this mean, if anything, for Nikki Murphy? And it was real shady with it, too. They like, well, we see she been baller chasing ever since. Ever since.
Them kids aged out.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and she's still looking. She's looking at married men. She's looking at everybody. Who got the bag next?
Yeah, wow.
That was just really trashy. That was a trashy move.
Nicole.
I don't care. Nicole, ma'am. Because you got a lot. You got a big settlement. But anyway, so a juror was like, well, does this mean anything for her? Because we know she's in desperate financial straits because the way you hoeing.
Right.
Stop me when I'm lying.
I have yet to intervene, okay?
Right.
Because it's the truth.
Because that's the truth. So does this mean anything for her? That was a legitimate mm-hmm. question from our curious jurors.
Astute.
Which astute. I
yes.
love it. Can now Mel B's increase in child support serve as a precedent? They used the word, the precedent. I said,
yes.
Come on now.
Come on.
The precedent for an increase of child support for the other Eddie Murphy Baby Mamas Club. And I think it's an interesting inquiry. Now, in Nicole's case, no, and I'm going to tell you why. Nicole can't get shit else because mm-hmm. her children are literally all aged out.
Mm-hmm.
They are all in their 20s and 30s. They've mm-hmm. grown as hell. I think one of them just got married
Absolutely,
recently.
Yeah.
Beautiful wedding, beautiful mm-hmm. bride.
His daughter Bria, I think mm-hmm. it was. Yeah.
Now, he got some beautiful kids.
Him and
now.
Nicole definitely made, all his children are beautiful, but him and Nicole made some beautiful
Very
children.
Very beautiful children.
For
I
real.
Concur.
Yeah.
And so his current, the only children Eddie Murphy has to our research efforts that are under the age of majority, under 18, are with his current wife. And because they're married, there would not be a child support issue.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, nobody would even be in position to challenge Eddie Murphy for child support right now. However, let's say Nicole Murphy or another baby mom did have an additional child. Would they be able to look at this increase, Dustin, and say, oh, apparently Eddie giving out extra money these days. Let me go run up to the courthouse and get some more. Not as easily as you would think, because
right.
think about it. Mel B's claim is not about Eddie earning more.
Mm-hmm.
It's about her earning less.
Ah, that's the difference. Yeah, yeah.
That's the difference.
So specific to her circumstance.
Correct.
Yeah.
This modification is not about Eddie Murphy getting a new Netflix deal.
Mm-hmm.
If that were the basis of it, and he agreed slash a judge ordered an increase based off of his increased earnings, then yes, jurors. It would apply to that.
Yeah.
Then everybody gets to run with their hand out because his increase is everybody's increase,
mm-hmm.
but her decrease is not everybody's decrease.
Right, and that's the difference.
And that's
okay.
the difference.
Wow. Broke that right on down.
Right on down. Real spiffy like.
Wow. Shout out to Mel B and Angel.
And I had so many thoughts. I'm thinking, you're my angel. I'm thinking that. I'm thinking angel of mine. I'm thinking that.
Oh, yes.
I'm thinking,
Monica.
And then I'm thinking about the perfume.
Angel. I can see that damn bottle right
now. Right? Listen, you can't tell me
shit. You know,
shit.
People love, and I'm going to say people instead of what I really want to say.
I know.
People love
and I was one
Angel.
Of them.
Okay.
And I was one of the first
Angel.
One to lie. And let me tell you, I fell in love with Angel before, like when I was a real, real brookie. I want to say I must have been maybe in law school or something. So this was when I would have to get my fragrances second or third season released at the Marshalls. At the Marshalls and the TJ Maxx.
Out the little case.
And it would be, yeah, listen, and then I felt, you know it was, because some of it would just be on the shelf, but not Angel.
Not Angel. That was,
and not
that was
Flower Bomb. That would be locked up. And you have to say, "Man, Mr. Manager, I need the Angel. I need the Angel.
Yeah,
can you get
class,
me some of this
I don't give
Angel?
A damn where we at?
And I want the lotion too.
That's right, body cream. I want all that. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, aftershave.
All of it. The splash.
Never use it, but always just get.
I ain't never used that liquidy, runny ass lotion either, but I bought it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this with you, Dustin.
Immerse yourself in the fascinating tale of Song of Solomon by the legendary Pulitzer Prize-winning author Toni Morrison. It's a mesmerizing coming-of-age masterpiece, and it's captivated readers all around the world. Follow the protagonist, Milkman Dead. He's born shortly after a neighborhood eccentric hurled himself off a roof in a vain attempt at flight. And for the rest of his life, Milkman, too, will be trying to fly. As Morrison follows Milkman on a quest to uncover his roots and himself in his Rust Belt hometown to the place of his family's origins, she introduces an entire cast of strivers, seeresses, liars, and assassins, the inhabitants of a fully realized black world. As the New Yorker put it, Morrison moves easily in and out of the lives and the thoughts of her characters, luxuriating in the diversity of circumstances and personality. Whether you're a seasoned reader or new to Toni Morrison, Song of Solomon is a must-read, and it will ignite your imagination and leave you wanting to read much more Morrison. Song of Solomon, a timeless tale that will stay with you long after you've turned its final page. Available now at tonimorrison.com and wherever books are sold.
So let's go to Jay-Z. Y'all have seen the side-by-sides of a young man named Ramir Satterwhite.
Yep.
He is filing, he has, first of all, let's back up. He has been in a legal brouhaha with Sean Corey Carter for almost 12 years. Let's talk about how it started. Right now, Ramir is a 30-year-old grown man. He's been in this battle with Jay-Z, who is 53, for, like I said, over 10-some years. Ramir is obviously claiming that Jay-Z is his biological father. Most recently, this is just a couple months ago in February, Ramir has filed a Supreme Court motion. Again, this is we're past the trial level. He's requesting that the case be unsealed because he's saying that the sealed nature, which is what Jay-Z and his team have insisted upon and obtained, the sealing of these records, even though normally paternity and these types of filings, child support, those would be public record. But I get it. It's Jay-Z. His team is doing right by him and saying, let's keep this under wraps. Well, Ramir, the alleged son, is saying that the secrecy, the sealing of the record is aiding Jay-Z in his ability to avoid and circumvent the paternity test that he needs to move forward with his claim. So now, how did we get here? Okay, let's talk about this letter that the Daily Mail received from Jay-Z's team. This is in response to Ramir's Supreme Court motion. Jay-Z's team says this: this allegation has been previously reviewed thoroughly by the courts and has been refuted. I'm sure that that will be the outcome of whether whatever filings Mr. Satterwhite is currently considering.
Mm-hmm.
So they say a lot there. Essentially, they're saying, and let's go to Ramir's response to that. This is not going to be over until justice is served. I just want to live my life. And when it's all said and done, I hope that Jay-Z would want to be a part of my life, if that's God's will. I won't stop fighting for this until I win, and I will win because the law is on our side, end quote.
I love how justice is served was in quotations.
Well, I'm glad you picked up on that too, Justin. Mm-hmm. Where did your mind go when you saw that?
Because what's justice in this situation?
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'll save my comments, but we just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or what is justice? You know what?
I think he gave us a clue when he says, "I would hope Jay-Z would want to be a part of my life." I think that's a part of his justice, which I'm going to also unpack because I think he's setting himself up, even if not just a legal defeat, certainly an emotional one. And you know I know about it.
I mean, like,
so,
just
yeah. Okay, so I said something in there, Dustin, about Jay-Z's legal team saying that there have been many claims and they weren't lying about that. Mm-hmm. Let's go to it. This thing started in 1992. Ramirez's mother is a woman, was a woman, she's passed, named Wanda. Mm-hmm. And Wanda and Jay-Z, according to Wanda, had a little romance.
Little one-two step. Mm-hmm.
Back in 92, when she was off with her then on again, off again high school sweetheart. So during the off phase, it was a little jigga action. Then she got back with the boo. Here we go. Gives birth to the baby. By the time Ramirez was born in 93, Wanda and Jay-Z's one-two step was done. She's back with the high school sweetheart, a man named Robert Graves. And so Wanda elects to put Robert Graves' name on the birth certificate. Now, a note about this. I think most people know this, but we can't take anything for granted here, Dustin. The name on a birth certificate is not controlling. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine. It can be helpful in some situations. But certainly if it's there erroneously by either mistake, could be fraud,
right?
Just could be simple, you know, miscalculation, whatever, that can always be changed or vacated.
Yeah.
So I don't want people to get caught up in the fact that, oh, well, Jay-Z's name wasn't on the birth certificate. That means nothing.
It's meaningless.
It's literally meaningless. Okay, so let's fast forward. 2011, Miss Wanda hands over custody of her son to her godmother, a woman named Lily Coley. That woman said, I'm going to keep this fight on. She says, I was just trying to help my goddaughter's child have a relationship with his father. That's another clue. Have a relationship with his father. Okay. This woman contacts Miss Lily, the godmother, contacts Jay-Z's legal team asking if Jay-Z would be willing to voluntarily undergo a DNA test in New Jersey. Blah, blah, blah. A lot of facts were basically, and this is happening in court, y'all. This is not letters. These are hearings in New Jersey courtrooms where Jay-Z's lawyer is saying Miss Lily doesn't have proper jurisdiction. Because it was originally filed in Pennsylvania. I mean, they're pulling all the, and I can't hate on these legal arguments because they're valid. You know, the jurisdiction's an issue. Who filed it is an issue. Godmama versus Wanda, Pennsylvania versus New Jersey. All these things y'all are being litigated in New Jersey Superior Court. And every time it was brought up, Jay-Z was he prevailed. Now, this is what's really, really important here. Jay-Z's lawyers also insisted that the case should be dismissed outright because Ramirez, at this point, was over 18 years old. And according to Pennsylvania state law, paternity has to be established before a child reaches the age of adulthood, which is legally 18. So that's Pennsylvania's law. That's the argument Jay-Z's lawyers make. Judge says, pause, boop, skirt on 22s. Do, check your baby mama.
Okay. Yes.
Rovers, not hunters.
Okay.
Okay.
You feel like summer when you start singing that.
That part.
Yes.
Outside time.
Okay.
Court disagreed with that argument, says, no, this is going to be held to New Jersey law, not Pennsylvania law. And in New Jersey, that age of parentage is not till you're 23.
Okay.
And that age of parentage, Dustin, is important. So for y'all jurors listening, and this has any factual relevance to you and yours.
Right.
You need to know that age of parentage depends on where you live. So if you're in New York, for instance, it's 21. In New Jersey, it's 23. In Pennsylvania, it's 18. And think about the fact that all of those are very different ages.
Yeah.
All within like a little
window,
a little small land mass of the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Pennsylvania, Jersey, and New York is all
right there.
Right there.
Yep.
So imagine what it is in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Tennessee, Texas.
Yeah.
So figure that out.
Before you get the hotel room. Right.
I say get on the front.
Okay.
Okay. You're right, though. So now, Jay-Z's team, you know, they have to eat that one because, you know, that's the court actually really sides on the young man's side of that. He does have till 23. Great. Jay-Z's team then says that Jay-Z should not have to undergo the DNA test in New Jersey because he doesn't live there. That's back to jurisdiction. He has his own property there. Da, da, da. So basic jurisdictional law, y'all. In order for you to be, quote, dragged into court in a particular jurisdiction, they have to show that you are a resident or that you have some tether, that you have availed yourself to that area by ownership of property, by working a job there, by owning a business there. Jay-Z's team is like, we ain't got no business in New Jersey, so we're not going. That's the argument. lawyer says this, quote, my client does not have any contacts in New Jersey. Now, okay. He doesn't own residences. He doesn't own anything in Alpine, New Jersey. He doesn't own anything in Newport, New Jersey. I don't know what information is out there. It's on the internet. That's what Jay-Z's lawyer says. Judge dismisses on that argument. Ramirez's lawyer, the young man's lawyer, immediately appeals, saying that's a lie, saying that we've got documents, we've got deeds, Your Honor, that say that Jay-Z owns not one, not two, but three properties. We've got tax records. We've got all this saying that he indeed is tethered to New Jersey and that his lawyer lied and committed fraud before this court. I'll spare y'all the details. Essentially, the judge partially agrees. Ramirez's team does provide documents where they show that, you know, all of these things are owned by Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyer says, oops, I misspoke because I said that Jay-Z's primary residence was 411 Broadway in New York City. Now, I'm going to guess you've probably been. Have you?
I know exactly where 411 Broadway is, and that is not a residence, ma'am.
No, we've had meetings there. I've been there for Justice Coalition. It's an office. It's commercial space. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z nor Beyonce nor anybody in the family live there because it's not a private residence. So the lawyer at this point is kind of caught up, has to say, I did misspeak at the last hearing because I really did think that Broadway was his home address. Now, that's a shameful admission by the lawyer, because why don't you know where your client actually
and
lives?
And what do you mean you misspoke? I'm really trying to watch my mouth.
I wish you would stop.
But what do you mean? Because you know it'd be right
Mama
here.
Mama Gloria not paying no bills.
You know it'd be right here.
I understand.
But what do you mean you my lawyer? See, for me.
Yeah. No,
lawyer can't be misspeaking.
Now that lawyer has a credibility issue, though, in front of the judge. Let's be clear. So if I'm the judge and I want to ride with you, counselor, but you're telling me that you hold misrepresented where your client, not my client, your client lives. It turns out it's not even a house. It's not like, oh, that was one of his three houses. That is the commercial space for whole Rock Nation.
Like, what are you even talking about? Fire her, please.
Immediately. But ultimately, this goes this is a case study in the minutia of the law.
Yeah.
Ultimately, even with that, quote, misspoken BS, Jay-Z and his team still prevail. Why? Because the judge says, I see these deeds of residency, occupation, and ownership in New Jersey. And I can see that somebody named Sean Corey Carter owns them and lives there. But I don't know if it's this Sean Corey Carter that's in the courtroom today. So basically, the judge is saying that the claimant has failed to prove that the Sean Corey Carter listed on the deeds was, in fact, the same Sean Corey Carter that they are alleging is the father.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Because you said, how old is this Ramirez gentleman?
At this point, 30.
So even if they are able to establish this residency of Jay-Z in New Jersey, he's 30. So right. The age of parentage, you said, was 23, correct?
All of that's important, yes. But at this point, the only reason that he's still even able to navigate this is because underneath his claim, brilliant question, Dustin, as always, is an allegation that Jay-Z has been evading justice around this since he was 21.
Okay.
That's the issue. So if he was just starting today, moot, so sorry, too bad, too late, you lost, bye-bye. But because he's saying, Your Honor, the only reason I'm 30 still seeking justice here is because Sean Corey Carter and his legal team have been evading the process for over 12 years at a time in which I would have been under the requisite age of parentage. Mm-hmm. So that's very key what you just pointed out there, Dustin. Okay, so now back to Mr. How dedicated is this relatively young man, I guess 30, at proving his point? He's saying, I've spent over $20,000 on lawyers and other things related to this case, experts, I'm sure, genetic tests, all this stuff, because I knew it was the right thing to do. And then his mother, on her dying deathbed, says this, quote, and she passed away in 2016. My name is Wanda Satterwaith. I am the mother of Ramirez Satterwaith. Today is April 20th, 2016, and I want the world to know that I support my son in his paternity suit with Sean Corey Carter. I stand by my allegations regarding this man. We're almost to the finish line, y'all. Okay. This continues, 2015, 2016. Y'all, Ramirez and his godmama, Miss Lily, have filed some version of a civil rights complaint and or filing in the following years. 15, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. So they have been consistent and they were all dismissed. So now where are we now? 2022, Ramirez does a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this and then we're going to get to our feelings, Dustin, on what's really at play here. Ramirez says this on YouTube. I don't feel like our rights are appreciated. There's a lot of fraud and collusion that have been going on. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let that pass. We are going in there with our hard-earned money to fight fraud. The judges are allowing this to go on. Someone over them should be held responsible for this. I just want everyone to keep their eyes open. We should never go into courtroom feeling like we are the victims. We got stepped on and tried to get dragged through the system. I will not let anyone put this on my name, my mother's name, or my godmother's name. So now he's talking about credibility, right? We will fight for what is right like we have been doing all these years. End quote. We all know that Jay-Z, of course, has never publicly acknowledged anything about any of these alleged children that he's had over the years. But in 2018, there was an album with his wife, Beyonce, we know called The Carters. Mm-hmm. And he vaguely addressed the issue. He had a song lyric where he says, quote, Billie Jean in his prime, mm-hmm. for the thousandth time, the kid ain't mine, online they call me dad. Kiddingly, you're not supposed to take this dad thing literally. I got a lot to say, but I want to hear from you. Reflections, when you saw this online, Dustin, me going through all these minutia of facts, does it mm-hmm. change anything for you? How does this land?
There's a couple different things here, right? Because number one, it's very possible that this could be true. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? People have these sort of passing and casual relationships all the time, right? It's not a bad thing. It's just a life thing. Like, people have them.
It's a reason that we say mama's baby, daddy's baby.
It is, you know, and that's not excusing that sort of that school of thought, but that's the way it is, right?
Can I just drop a random factoid that proves it proves your point, Dustin, of just the matter of fact nature of that this is this controls across the color line, mm-hmm. the religious line. You know, in Jewish communities, you are only Jewish through your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because the Jewish community is acknowledging this here.
That's some of the most stepping out people I've ever seen. You know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. No. So literally, and a lot. I remember. You know, when I was learning more about Jewish culture in the last 10 years, mm-hmm. I would be curious. Like, you know, because a lot of times in Black culture, at least mm-hmm. in this one right here, Mama Gloria has always taught me whatever mm-hmm. the daddy is what you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
the daddy is controlling. Mm-hmm. Jews say absolutely not because mm-hmm. we don't really know what that really is.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that if you are born, you know, from a Jewish womb, mm-hmm. you are Jewish.
Yeah.
But that daddy part, no. In like the most strict Jewish, Orthodox, you know, some even conservative, if you are born of a non-Jewish mother but a whole Jewish father, you have to convert to Judaism.
Yes, you do.
To get right of return and all that. So I just use that as a really like present example of just how prevalent
yes.
what you are speaking to is.
Yes,
so
it's far-reaching.
It's not salacious. It's not, at this point, we could act outraged, but mm-hmm. we know it is what it is.
Go ahead. People have those sort of relationships.
Yeah.
So there's that. Another thing that was of note to me in this particular situation goes back to some thoughts that you had on the Shanquella Robinson case as far as the mugshot and as far as the picture of her.
That's hilarious, though. I know you didn't mean that, but yeah, that's funny.
The picture of her
they
used.
Yeah.
There's a picture for every article I've seen.
The same one. It's the same photo.
The same picture of this gentleman that they're using as a side-by-side with these Jay-Z pictures to kind of drive this conversation forward, and it's working because everybody's saying that is...
We see it.
Yeah.
In that particular photo... There's some resemblance.
I feel like I don't have any thoughts or commentary on who's right or wrong in this situation because mm-hmm. this is at its core a
you
personal
don't get
matter.
The hell out of here. No, just this playing. Right. What the hell you were here for?
It's a personal matter, right?
Of the most personal.
But
kind.
What we can do mm-hmm. is opine on the facts that we've been given, which mm-hmm. is what you just laid out. So let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
The gentleman said that there's been collusion going on for years. Mm. I think an example of what could be the collusion he's talking about mm-hmm. is the point that you mentioned where the judge said, okay, we see these deeds and documents, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but we don't know if that's the same Sean Corey Carter, same exact name, same exact spelling.
Now, how many Sean Corey Carters
do you know? I only know one, you know?
Yeah, come on now, Your Honor. Now, I can see if it was like a generic name.
But that is a very specific.
Stephanie Smith, you
right,
know. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bob Johnson, you know what I mean?
even though my mind does go to one, but that's another story for another day.
Come on. So, like, just ask. Anyway.
No, you know what? Leave it alone.
Okay, so.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
I know where you're going.
So, okay, so, you know, so then there's that.
Yeah.
Then there's also the fact that Jay-Z's legal team and what we've seen them offer has never once said, this is not, Jay-Z has said, that ain't my child, mm-hmm. you know, but they keep offering up different things that make you look like, make it look like whether they are, you know, avoiding or evading this sort of process. Mm-hmm. So that then begs the question of why are they doing that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this is something that could be so simply, you know what I mean, solved and taken care of. You know my school of thought, especially if I'm a billionaire, keep it player. You know what I'm saying? This young man wants to know some facts around his existence. And if you are his father, just do what you got to do, man. Ultimately, this will be of no financial consequence to Jay-Z. This will not hurt his character. If anything, it'll look good.
Nobody thinks that Jay-Z has good character. Let's start with that.
So this may even help.
It might help.
This may help. Yeah. If people feel like you're literally saying, hey, you know, at let me rectify this in whatever way I can today. So that's my thing. Take the test. Just get it over with and take care of it and move on from this part of this story.
So I'm going to start where you left off. Take the test.
Yeah.
Because that, like, this is all remedied by a test. And like, it's actually quite possible that Sean Corey Carter is not this young man's father.
Very possible.
And then if you take the test and it proves that there is no biological connection, this is done. All of this is done, and if he felt a way about it, he could probably actually come against this young man. I'm not recommending that, but
that's what we do. It's an option, though.
It's an option to do a defamation. Okay.
I am recommending it. I'll go on the line and say that. If this is not his child and they've gone through all of this, yes, get your lick back.
So that's a legal remedy, also known as a lick back.
Yeah, get your lick back. That's what it is.
That's definitely what it is. So there's that. Let's start with take the test, Sean Corey Carter, and be done with it. Because if it is your son, as Dustin just said, it's a drop in the bucket financially for you. It's an and now this goes to my second and final thought on the matter. If I could talk to young Ramir, I would say I've been where you are.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. So I know better than most the need for full identity.
Yeah.
And I understand the need to be a grown-ass person and still have outstanding questions around your paternal identity.
Absolutely.
So I commend you, and I support you in your quest to get answers. But I don't, Ramir, want you to confuse factual understanding of your paternal identity, which is all you're going to get from a DNA test. And when I say all, I don't mean to minimize it, Dustin, because it's a lot. For some of us, it can be everything.
Mm-hmm. It may be all he wants. We don't know.
I don't think it's all he wants. I'm going to tell you why I've gathered that. Because two or three times in the factoid I just laid out earlier in the conversation, we hear things like this. If Jay-Z wants a relationship with me, if that's God's will, I just hope that he wants to have me in his life and be in my life. Ramir, I need to tell you that even if the genetic finding is 99.9% certain that Sean Corey Carter is your biological father, do not conflate that with a relationship.
Absolutely, yep. That's a great
point. Because you will be disappointed.
Let down.
Let down, disappointed. Might go into full-on depression. We don't know. But I would advise Ramir to stay steadfast in your pursuit of identity, because that is important. Mm-hmm. I believe every child born on this earth deserves to know from which they genetically come from, which is why, as I pursue my single motherhood journey, I only consider, Dustin, sperm donors who allow what we call known identification, which means at the age of majority, 18, for my child, we will not only be able to find out, we get to file. This is the last known physical address. This is the last known contact information. At that point, AI might be up. We might get a whole pop-up shit, you know, hologram.
You never know.
The point is I am not going to bring a child into this world with the technology that we have today without him, her, or them being able to make that identifying connection of, okay, I know my mama is, and she raised the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And now I just know who this other side is.
Yeah.
Might have a relationship, might not.
But the information is available.
But the information is available.
Yeah.
I, you know, through the grace of technology and God and my journey, I now know who my paternal father is.
Yeah.
Great. I know that half of my DNA. That has tremendous value, Dustin.
Absolutely.
Just to see the face, hear the voice, know the name. Awesome.
Yep.
From a healthcare perspective, right?
Yep.
Knowing what's going on,
your
cancer, medical, all of those things. Also, there's just something to be said for knowing your complete identity.
I understand. Yep.
But Ramir, I do not want you to for one second think that even if paternity is established, that Sean Corey Carter even owes you a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to really bifurcate what justice looks like. Let's go full circle. We started this conversation with how is this young man defining justice?
Mm-hmm.
The justice is in the knowing. Do not think that justice owed to you looks like you and Sean Carter / Jay-Z being kumbaya family
being
reunion.
A father to you.
And being a father to you. Likely that ship has passed.
Yeah.
So now at this point, good point, Mama Gloria over here, shockingly doing like this. Where the money at?
Yeah.
Let's
that's
talk
what,
about
that's
it.
What it is.
No, let's talk about
what?
It. You right. You right. Okay. Yeah, because she's still waiting on a check. So you're not going to get one. And let me tell you why, Mama Gloria. And Miss dearly departed Miss Wanda and Ramir now.
And the guy mama too.
And the guy, right. And my, what was guy mama?
Lori, Lonnie.
Miss,
who was
Miss,
it?
Miss, I think it was Lonnie. Hold on. Let me go back. Your ass. So silly. Miss Lily.
Lily. Miss Lily.
Something like something good. And
that's her restaurant?
Melanin. Yeah, you know Miss Lily's is the jam, the Jamaican spot.
I didn't know. That's who brought the, at least he was raised, right?
Because
I know Miss Lily's got a lot of money for me over the years.
A lot for them fish sandwiches alone.
Okay.
Anyways, I digress. The reason that you're not going to get, now listen, this is different in this young man's case, only for the reason that Dustin pointed out earlier. If Ramir does the following, he does get, and it's actually in one of the claims, both identity and support.
Yeah.
He has both an identity and a support claim that's still on the table. But it's only on the table because he started the pursuit of paternity during his younger days. Once you fail to do that and at least start the process, Dustin, when you are under that age of majority, under that age of paternity, parentage rather, either 23, could be 18, could be 21, then you forfeit all of your claims. If you don't start that under those legal capstones, the court says, sorry, on the support issue.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you can still pursue the identity issue. So that's that on that. We're going to get some more on some of these nuances of paternity later on in the show where we go back to Neo.
Test.
Because I think he thinks he's a daddy. I think that's got to be why. There's no other earthly reasonable explanation, Dustin, as to why you wouldn't just take the test.
I'm sure it has got to be cheaper.
Yeah.
And much easier for him and his, for him just as a person, too.
I think that's ego at this point, right? I think at this point, this
it
has
would
gotta
have
be,
to be, right?
Yeah, this has got to be Jay-Z saying, first of all, I'm Hove, I'm this, I'm that, I'm the greatest pop rap mogul icon of a generation, and I'm not going to be made to do anything.
Because I'm sure this is not the first time that
we
this
know
sort
it's
of,
not.
Yeah.
We know it's not. There was some beautiful model. So this is the one that won't go away, though.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes one could argue, Dustin, that the one that won't go away might have the most merit.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we don't do speculation here on Holden Court. All we're saying is take the test, and there's no more speculation.
None.
And your refusal to take the test and get rid of the speculation is saying something. So we're going to leave it right there on Mr. Hove. All right. Neo has asked a judge recently to order a DNA test to be done to establish. So this is the opposite of what we saw with Jay-Z. This is Neo asking for a DNA test, but only one of the children that he has fathered with one-time girlfriend. This was a relationship, allegedly, Dustin, we know, that took place within his marriage to this young woman named Sade. What is this? Bagnaris, maybe?
Fine.
We'll go with that. She had not one but two children for Neo during this relationship. Looks like the relationship is now over. Mm. Shocker. Neo's ex-wife accused him of having one of these babies inside the marriage. And then, of course, there's been the second. Now, this is interesting to me only because he's asking only to establish paternity of one of the children and not both. So we know one child was born in 2021. Brayden, second child. This is also interesting. Brixton. Let's talk about these names.
Mm-hmm.
So first child, Brayden Bagnaris, if we're going with that. So that child has the mother's last name. That child was born in 2021, again, during the marriage. Second baby, also born of Sade, but the baby's name is Brixton Smith. Smith, of course, is Neo's last name. His
and
name
that's
is
the one
Smith.
That he's questioning.
So
the
that's the
of.
One. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that baby was just born in February of this year. So he's saying, this is Neo in his petition, Dustin, the best interest of the child and all parties, that Neo share in joint physical custody of the minor children. And he also desires a liberal parenting time schedule with his kids. He also wants joint legal custody. And we know from listening to holding court jurors, legal custody is the decision making aspect. That's picking where they go to school, how they get health care, whether or not they what is this noise over here? Whether or not they get immunized and all of that. So that's all excellent and great. I think he needs to go ahead and get both kids tested. Just, I don't know why in the world he would only do one when you need to do two, because otherwise he's going to be right back in the same position
again
in 18 to 23 to 25 years.
What? Why wouldn't you? I have so many questions. You know what I mean? Why the baby? Why just the baby?
Why just the baby?
Did you have the hat on in court? Did you have the hat on when you made the baby?
I hope he had the hat on.
Because if not, that's a strong sister. Okay.
She committed.
She said 10 toes and 2 eyes. But anyway.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I wonder why, though. Why? Yeah. It sounds like an argument to me. It sounds like him and her going through something that they weren't going through when they had the first baby.
Correct.
And now, you know, he's showing her
he's
what time it
some
is.
Kind of yeah. Way. Yeah, it's again, I'm not mad at him wanting to establish the paternity. I think more men should do this, actually, to be candid. I remember when I was coming out of law school and I was doing family law, most of my clients were men. That was just the nature of family law at that time. It's evolved a bit. But yeah, y'all, like, it's really, to me, whether you married or not, that's a whole nother conversation. Hot take from EKW. Because again, as you discussed in Jay-Z, people do things, married or not. This is the nature of human behavior. When you are married, though, the court presumes paternity. So this is for all men listening, particularly those of you that are married. If you have any reason to believe that a child born of your wife during the marriage may or may not be yours, do yourself a favor and establish paternity via DNA test. You probably need to do it within 2 years because most states, Dustin, will lock you out.
After that second year.
Some states it's one. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm telling you, because I remember learning this while I was studying for the bar and being like, damn, like that's wild. That's really aggressive, right? It's because the state is ultimately a business. The government is a business. And the government says this, Dustin, we don't want to pay for y'all's children. So if you're married and you bring a child into the marriage, we're going to presume your paternity unless you prove to us otherwise. And you initiate that. Because if you wait forever in a day, the kid is 7, 10, 12, 14, 16, and now you want us to, no. The onus is on you to establish that paternity early on. Otherwise, we're going to, again, like AK, we're going to consider it a donation. Okay.
For real.
And that's what it is.
Wow. So do you think that, okay, so let's zoom out, right? Do you think that it should be law federally? Right? That when you put somebody's name on the birth certificate, when a baby is born, right? How should we regulate all that?
I mean,
do you think paternity should be required?
About Judge Ebony's court, let me tell you what I think. Yes, I think married, not married, one night stand, single, don't matter. I think, you know, only because of the biological nature of maternity versus paternity.
Paternity,
We know when the baby come out.
Who it came out of.
Correct. The rest is always, in my opinion, an outstanding question.
Yeah, to me.
That's just the way I talk to the men that I know. And what is wrong? I personally, you know, obviously my journey's different now. But had I had a more traditional journey, I was always planning to get that paperwork done at time of delivery just on GP.
I wonder if that should be the way things go.
I think it would eliminate so much. But once again, why is it not the way of the world? Feelings. People would feel away. Well, why do I have to do that when I trust my wife? Okay, well, y'all go ahead and trust. But I'm a believer of trust and verify.
Same.
what a spicy,
right?
Dynamic episode.
Right.
I think there's going to be a lot of reflection on this one.
Should be. This is a baby daddy episode. Who that is?
My baby daddy. One quick word on Miss Halle Berry.
Yes.
You know, I love Halle. She's my beauty icon, personally.
For sure.
And will always be. Did I tell you I saw her in an elevator at an agency that shall not be named?
Okay. Really? Wow.
Yes.
Was she pleasant?
She was so... Mm-hmm. It was literally just me and Halle Berry. And, you know, like,
I don't really do a lot of starstruck, but like,
I stepped in the elevator. Halle Berry.
And I was just like, I look like I was like Santa Claus. I was just like cheesing. And she could tell. She's like, hi. I was like, hi, Holly. I was like, you're so beautiful. And she said, so are you. I was like, oh my God. Man.
Wow. Halle Berry.
And she was more beautiful in person. And she was just chilling with her little pixie.
Yep.
So that gets me to the three things Halle Berry gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
Halle Berry gonna stay fine.
Mm-hmm.
Halle Berry's gonna keep getting that pixie cut refreshed every 2 to 6 years.
As she should.
With a new color sometimes.
That's right.
And she's gonna keep going, taking these motherfuckers she got these kids with to court and get this child support cut.
As she should. And I was so happy to see this because I never was comfortable. I always felt like that was a bad situation for her. I felt like they took advantage of her wealth and all that. So good for her.
Yeah, it was exploitation for sure. And this latest one, I will say this. Gabriel Aubrey, that was the first man she had the child with, her oldest daughter, Nyla, I believe. Who's got to be pretty getting grown now.
She's about 12 now?
Got to be something like that.
Yeah, she's growing up.
She's growing up. Beautiful little girl. Anyways, recently, the child support that Halle was paying to Gabriel was $16,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, y'all, they have 50-50 custody. So it's not like he's a primary parent. She had, and Halle already pays all of the educational expenses and the insurance. So what you doing with $16,000 a month extra, Gabriel?
You know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Living the high life. High on the hog.
Right. That's right. Living high on the hog on Holly's dime. Okay? Yeah. Living high on the hog, Ebony. That's exactly what
it is. That's exactly what he's doing. Well, Halle said, not today and not on my watch. She took his ass to court. She said it was literally exploitation that was in her complaint. Judge agreed, so that has now been cut in half. Good job, Halle. $8,000.
Good for her.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do, y'all. I think the lesson here is you don't have to be Halle Berry. Listen, family court calls, so I'm not saying that's not a consideration. But when your circumstances change, and, you know, Hallie's always going to be a queen and fabulous, but she's not doing what she was doing 5 to 10 years ago in terms of work.
No, it's different now. You've talked about this before, about going to get these child support orders adjusted when your income adjusts. You've talked about that on the show before, and she did exactly what she was supposed to do.
She did exactly what she was supposed to do, and every time she goes, she sees it go down, down, down. Because I want to say, we covered this season one, and I think she was paying $32,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's continuing to get these payments cut in half, and we love to see
it. We love to see it, because, and I'm going to tell you something else, this is what happens when you live a good life and you do good. Halle Berry, she's very active on Twitter, and she's one of the people who wraps her arm around the new talent, wraps her arm around the younger people coming up. She embraces all the young rap girls. She talks about all the new music. Like, she's doing it the right way when you're aging in this business.
You know what else she does that I love? When she's on that red carpet, Dustin, and she sees a black
media outlet.
Mm-hmm. She
beelines to it.
And when her handlers try to dissuade her, she says, hold the phone.
I'm going
to
talk to them. And she does her thing. And that's why she's going to stay blessed.
Yeah, and beautiful. That's why she looks fine still.
That's why.
Yeah. It's what's on the inside coming up on the outside.
For real. That's right. That's exactly what's happening. Ebony making me laugh. That's exactly what's happening.
It is.
And good for her. Good for her. Halle Berry, we love you.
We love you. Mm-hmm. I'll see you next time, girl.
That's right.
With your beautiful self.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of next time, y'all, that's when y'all gonna see us again too.
next time.
All right, jurors. There it is. A nice little recap of what to do and y'all not to do when babies are involved. Listen, as Dustin Ross always says, keep it playa. Do the right thing. Stay safe. Stay hydrated. Stay cool. This weather is not playing with us. Keep your faith. And always, as Dustin says, read your terms and conditions.
Holden Court is an Interval Presents original production from Uppity Productions in association with Dossie Media. Executive producer and host, Ebony K. Williams. Co-host and producer, Dustin Ross. From Interval Presents, executive producers, Alan Coy and Jay Kleinberg. Produced, of course, by Ashley J. Hobbs. Editing, sound design, and mix by Stephanie Morell. Original music by Epidemic Sound. Video editing by Kason Alexander and Courtney Deans. Consultant, Carla Wilmaris. Special thanks to operations lead, Sarah Yu. Business development lead, Sheffy Ellen Swag. And marketing lead, Samira Still.